Verse FM on the Luton Town Show. You asked for a response from the disappointment of only a draw on Gateshead. You got that in the first 45 minutes tonight.
We did. We got it all night, I think, really. We started the game very well. I thought we was in no mood to be second best all over the field. And we got our rewards in the end. If you start the game like we did, I was delighted to see how many Luton fans turned up again tonight. I thank them all. The support is incredible. And we're going to need it again and again and again this season. So we didn't disappoint tonight. We turned up. We got out of the blocks. And I thought we were magnificent.
Although you made two changes, one forced on you with Jake Howes missing out for international duty, it was perhaps the changes at the back that made a huge difference, although it's the same four players in different positions and perhaps in more natural positions for them.
I'll take it, you're going to go at my selection. I'm joking. No, I don't think so. No, I think on Saturday we've had them defended properly. They're in the 18-yard box from a corner, and we've done well tonight from that. So that was a difference, yes, of course. We're still trying things and we're trying things out, but at the end of the day, we were up for it tonight. We weren't up for it first half Saturday. End of story. I've said that. Said that to the players in there, and said that, you know, this is the benchmark now for us. We've got to be a nasty team. We've got to be a team that's prepared to dig in and get the ball forward quickly and early in games, because this is a really, really hard place to come. But tonight, at times, without being disrespectful, we look very solid, and we made it look easy because we kept the ball on the floor. We counter-attacked very well once we had our goals. And, you know, of course they're going to have some chances on goal, but there was always half chances.
And one of the big differences, which my point was really on Greg Taylor and Ronnie Henry on the fullbacks, they seem to get forward far more today than any of the fullbacks have been able to on Saturday, and that helped with the attacking.
Listen, I know the players. Greg Taylor, when he's on it, is a good player. When he's off it, he was off it Saturday. I said to them, they're not going to get it easy with me. I'm not going to lie to them. It was all off it. You tell me one Luton player on Saturday, the first 45 minutes, it was somewhere near 8 out of 10. There was none of them. If you're not going to win games, you're not going to create things. Tonight we was on the front foot. We got the ball forward quickly early in the game, and we got into the game. But Greg never got caught on the ball. He wasn't sloppy in possession, you know, and I thought Rotona done excellent, the left side centre-half as well. So, yeah, there's lots of positives. The key now is to build on it. We were well under strength tonight because we had sort of, you know, Watkins and Howes, as you say, and got a spiller out. But the other boys are stepping on, and even people like Robinson getting his debut was great tonight.
After the effort from Scott Rendell that hit the bar, it was only a couple of chances created on goal in the first half, but the key thing was Stuart Fleetwood took them both, and what goals they were. Superb finishes, the pair of them.
Yes, yeah, it was a tough decision tonight. Do you play Fleetwood, or do you play, do you play Gray up there? Because Gray's an outstanding player as well. I went for Fleets because he made one and scored one, but he wasn't at it on Saturday either, in my opinion. So I had a long chat with him before the game at the hotel, and asked him if he still believed. Asked him if he still believed that he could get in behind defenders and play on the shoulder and be the player that he's been, you know, Forest Green. That's why everybody went and took him. So he's done that tonight. He's got on in between. JJ's played a great ball through, which is what he's got to do. There's no point in him showing defeat. We've got Rendell who can do that, and we've got Shaw. He's the one that needs to get in behind. And when he does that, he looks a proper player. So basically, you know, it's not enough just to be scoring a goal here and there. He's got to do a job for the team, and he's done it tonight.
And his second goal just perfectly curled into the far corner to beat the keeper. I mean, he saw a space that I don't think any of us saw was available to him, and he just perfect finish.
Well, the goal, it was, you're right. The goal comes from us showing some urgency to get the ball. The ball went out of play. I got the ball, and I threw it too quickly. We took it quick, and it was in three passes in the back of the net. That's what we worked on in training yesterday. We worked on urgency and getting on the front foot and not thinking we're better than what we are. And when we do that, we're hard to play against. We're fit, you know, we're a fit group. So let's show it, whether we're home or away, let's go for it. And we went for it tonight, and we're rewarded with a great 3 points and you know, against a very good team.
As you would expect, Kidderminster came out all guns blazing in the second half, in the same way that you had to speak to your players on Saturday. I'm sure Steve Bird did the same here tonight. And there were one or two chances for the Kidderminster, and we noticed obviously one or two frustrations from yourself on the touchline that these chances were being allowed, thankfully for the Hatters, but missed by the Harriers.
Well, I think again we gave too many silly fouls away, and against teams big sides like these tonight, they lob the ball in the box. So we were trying to say to them at half time they would come at us. Every you have to sustain some pressure, or you know, sort of take some pressure on the chin in away games. Of course you do, but we were solid. There was no weakness. I mean, even at the end when the ball goes to the back post with Taylor, you know, there was no weakness there. He was strong because it's been laid on the line. It's laid on the line. And if they're not at it, it's not going to be good enough.